I first visited Soulfire Farm, the farm Leah Pinneman co-founded with her partner, Jonah Vittel-Wolf, in the summer of 2015. I was participating in one of their BIPOC farmer and training programs, which I found out about from an article in Yes Magazine sent to me by two different friends who knew I had been researching black farming, and was doing so because in my 10 years of serious gardening and classes and workshops and certifications and such, black folks seem to be, well, few and far between. Scarce. Put it like that. Most of the gardening and farming and eco books I was reading were by white people. Wendell Berry, Rachel Carson, Aldo Leopold, Michael Pollan, etc. Masanobu Fukuoka's wonderful The One Straw Revolution was among the exceptions, as were most of the movies in that vein. The articles in magazines and such, the same. At some point, it became very clear to me that something was off, and so I started searching. And quickly, finding. The Black Farmers and Urban Gardeners Conference in New York. Will Allen, up in Milwaukee. Black Oaks Permaculture Farm in Pembroke, Illinois. Gillard Farms down in Brunswick, Georgia. I rooted around and found the email for Soulfire, then sent them a note expressing my interest. About a day later, I got a note back from Leah, followed by a phone call during which, after we got to know each other a little bit, I convinced her I was serious about this stuff. I was by then on the board of the Bloomington Community Orchard and had worked with some other growing projects. She invited me to join them for the next session. A couple of months later, I was with about 20 or 25 other farmers in training, in muck boots on the wet days, barefoot on the dry, harvesting raspberries and garlic, learning about companion planting and greenhouse growing and herbal medicine, and George Washington Carver and Fannie Lou Hamer, sharing food and stories and dreams, and dancing hard to Kendrick Lamar, Whitney Houston, and D'Angelo. Toward the end of the week, I remember leaning on my rake, taking a drink, sweating hard, looking down onto the fields as we were in the middle of a workday. The sky was clear, the sun was high, it was hot, and people were working hard, harvesting, weeding, transplanting, but no one seemed to be toiling. There was lots of laughter, and some singing too, and no one seemed to be suffering. In fact, it seemed precisely the opposite. We seemed to be glad. We seemed to be joyful. We seemed maybe to be healing. As I looked down over those fields, it struck me like a bell. I've never seen a truer thing. In case you believed slavery and sharecropping and land theft and general misery was the entirety of black people's relationship with the earth, here was a different story. All us black people smiling with our hands and feet in the soil. Believe me, I wasn't the only one who said this as that we concluded, and maybe crying a little bit as we said, "It feels like I am finally home." And speaking for myself anyway, home didn't mean only that beautiful gathering with those beautiful people at this beautiful farm on this beautiful land in upstate New York, though it for sure meant that too. Home meant being in the ongoing stream of black and brown people through time, that enormous rhizomatic mycelial polyvocal coral community caring for and being cared for by the land. It meant returning together to the beloved earth. The transformative gathering at Soulfire, that togethering, is precisely the energy and spirit and power of Leah Pinneman's beautiful book, Black Earth Wisdom, which brings together a diversity of voices, all of whom are guides to us, deep in the long practice of listening to the earth, one of the beautiful verbs Leah uses to imply closeness, attention, and devotion is listening. Those who practice are earth listeners.